this is a question that I get asked a lot here on Derek Talk, and obviously, you know, every woman, you know, pretty much thinks that she is beautiful. I would say that most women think they are attractive. I've heard a few women say, oh, I'm a 7, knowing good and well. But anyway, so this woman, she is in Florida. She is in the Orlando area. She says that she is the type of woman when she walks her dog at the park or she's in the grocery store, she's in the grocery aisle, men will do second takes. They would gawk at her. They'll stare, you know, they'll smile, but they never approach. She said that, you know, she is fed up with men being wimps, you know, that, you know, since she divorced something like a year and a half ago, she is finding that, you know, dating is different, that men used to, you know, would just approach an attractive woman and say, hey, I think you're beautiful. Can I buy you coffee? But she said now, you know, she just does not see the men basically trying to approach. They will stare. They will look. They will definitely try to get her attention. But very few men have actually approached her and said, you know, hey, can I buy you a cup of coffee? Good morning. You look great. Something along those lines. She wanted to know why I think that is. Why do men look but not approach? Do we just live in different times? Or is she just unapproachable? Does she look mean? I would say none of the above. I don't think any of those variables basically are in alignment with what, you know, they're thinking. I think men are just severely afraid of rejection. Let's just be clear. Some things men fear. Men fear going to the doctor. Most men. They will have to be on their deathbed practically to go see a physician. Facts. Men also fear rejection. A woman saying, hey, you know what? No, thank you. You're not my type. Ooh, get away from me. No. You know, so, you know, or she looks agitated. You say hello and she just like gives you some kind of eye roll or something. I think men fear rejection. So I don't think it's nothing that you're doing personally. I don't think you're giving off any type of negative energy or anything like that. I just think men need to man up. I think we live in a world now where people just jump online. They go on sites like Hinge and Bumble, and that is their substitute for social interaction. You're in the airport, people locked into their laptops and their tablets, and instead of just saying hello, social interaction is becoming kind of, you know, bleak, kind of a thing of the past. I just think people just need to get back to, you know, saying hi. I'm washing my Audi, you're washing your Range Rover. You know, I look over, you smile, I smile, and, you know, I just wave and say, hey, you know, good morning, how are you? Or introduce yourself. I'm Todd, and you are? Hi, Todd, I'm Barbara, and go from there. But as far as this, you know, internet dating, you know, swipe right, swipe left, you know, vetting people online to see if they could be a potential match, I just think it's just a bit much. And I think, you know, due to the fact that you're an attractive woman, because I think, you know, men are afraid of approaching women, period. But when you factor in the fact that you say that you're extremely attractive, you're a Latino woman, 5'2", you say a great physique, you're compared to Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo. I know what J-Lo looks like. And even in her 50s, the woman is stunning. So obviously you are the type of woman where a man would look and be like, dang. But he's also going to be intimidated by your physical appearance. So I think, you know, you could maybe try smiling more, be more approachable. Say good morning to them. Say hi. Hi. You know, if you're going to look, at least say hi, because it can be rude to stare at somebody and not say anything. If you're just staring, like gawking, like, oh, my God, but you don't say anything, you're going to be come off as creepy. So if, you know, fellas, man up and say hello. The worst she can do is, you know, shoot you down and say, get away from me. You know, I think any great basketball player will tell you, you're never going to get the shot that you don't take. I think if you ask Steph Curry or KD or James Harden, they would tell you, you're never going to know if you're going to hit that shot unless you take the shot. So many men, you know, they would just say, hey, you know, I'm just going to, you know, basically pass up this opportunity. Then they're driving home on the highway like, God, I should have said hi. God, she was beautiful. So you're basically kicking yourself that you didn't say hi or try to break the ice or make some type of conversation, even if it was a wimpy type attempt. Say something. But, you know, I think men just are afraid of rejection. So that's the problem I think you are a victim of. Unfortunately for you, you are a very beautiful woman. And for many men, that's something that they fear. Or they say, she's out of my league. I never quite understood that terminology, saying someone is out of your league. Are you talking education? They're more educated. They're better dressed. They're just more physically attractive. What constitutes a person being out of your league? I never understood that. Because I think we're all people with common interest. You know, we all like food. We all like good food. We all like sunshine. We all like to hit the beach or go to the gym. We're just people. So is anyone really out of your league, ladies and gents? I want to know. Anyway, that is my stance to the young lady in Florida. I think you are an attractive woman. So men are afraid of being shot down. They are afraid that if they, you know, basically say hello and try to be cordial or social, that it's not going to be a successful endeavor for them. And you're going to just, you know, basically play them to the left or, you know, treat them like a peasant. And I think what women can do to be more approachable is smile, say hello, be more approachable. If you are looking, if you are a single woman and you're sending out those vibes that you are unapproachable, then men are not going to approach. They're going to look at your body language. If you look agitated or like you're in a hurry, they're not going to approach. If you're smiling and you look as if you're having a great day, he is more apt to possibly approach you and say, you know what, that's a killer dress. You know, you have a great smile. What is your name? Let's get back to the social interaction, ladies and gentlemen. I get so many ladies writing my show here on Derek Talk and gents saying, you know what, this internet dating thing is just, it's just the blues. I hate it. So just start interacting with people publicly. The worst that can happen is they just shoot you down. You guys have been locked into Derek Talk. Everybody have a fantastic rest of your Saturday. The next time you see an attractive person, fellas or ladies, say hello. You never know what the outcome could be. Take care, guys.